Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bobby Moore and Sir Jeff Hurst. The Trevor Brookin and Billy Bones. Paolo DiCanio. West Ham United. We celebrate our victories. We stick together in defeat. Proud of our history. West Ham United. More than just a podcast. More than just a podcast.
Good evening, good afternoon, or good morning. This is More Than Just a Podcast.
Podcast.
It's season 13. It is episode 10, I think. And we're back. We're almost back.
Do you know or do you think?
No, I don't know. I could Google it and find out, but I think it's episode 10. I'll correct myself in a little bit if I'm wrong. We are the most listened West Ham podcast made by fans on Spotify, John. You do know that.
Yeah, when we do it.
Actually, it's episode 9. My bad. Episode 9, not 10. The last one was the 50s-somethings takeover, me and you. A few people didn't like that. Nigel and fanboys. It was a Nigel and fan.
That's the new listeners, mate. The hardcore would have loved it.
We appealed to the 50-somethings, didn't we?
It's all the new listeners, all the... The new generation.
Enough of them emailed me and say, please tell us you're coming back
anyway,
on, please.
It's a full season ticket podcast. All the presenters are season ticket holders. Len, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm testing out new paints, as you know.
Oh, yeah, more of that later. John, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm at home talking to yous.
Good. And last but not least, I've got him muted in a moment, and you'll understand why in a minute. He is not in Japan anymore. He has not got COVID anymore. But I can't say where he is. But Shedman, where are you? What are you doing?
All right, people. I'm in Somerset on the
A303.
Better than nothing. You wanted him, you got him.
Are you in Devon?
Well, you've got to unmute him if you ask him a question.
No, I have unmuted him. I think we've lost him. That didn't last very long. No, he's back again. Go on.
Oh,
this could be interesting.
This is going to go well.
So he is driving hands-free along the A303 past Stonehenge, and he wanted to join us. As you say, he is in Somerset, but it looks like we've lost him at the moment. We can't say where he is. Oh, there he is. He's back again. Hello, Chef Man.
This might not work well.
No. It's working shit. Anyway.
Shedman.
He's gone. Anyway, it might be back. John.
Hello.
So, how was it? You know, season ticket, your second home game. How was the game against...
ask Nigel, quick, ask Nigel, quick.
Nigel's back. Nigel, you all right now? Fuck. You got signal?
I'll tell you what, mate, it's shit out here, isn't it? It's 3G. How do people live in Somerset and do anything? I do not know.
Well, I don't know. If you are back. If you travel fast enough, maybe you'll get a proper signal.
Well...
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, or not.
That's what I hope for.
Anyway, I want to meet you for the minute. Yeah. I'm going to come to you last.
Go on in.
John.
Yes.
How was the game? The Super Cup, the two champions in Europe playing each other. How was your second game in the London Stadium?
Well, you know what I'm saying. What do you want, Sean? What do you want me to say?
I want to say you didn't go.
I didn't go, no.
There's a theme that none of you went, except for me, but go on.
Did not.
Explain why you didn't.
My mum moved the day before the game. My son, well, we agreed to have our 7 month old.
You don't have to go into real reason. You can just say I was babysitting Jessica, because everyone knows Jessica.
3 or 4 nights. No, it was Bonnie, actually, the youngest one.
Oh, where was Jessica then?
She was with the other grandparents, so we had the youngest one there.
Nice.
And my youngest daughter, the Rosanna, who's got a new song out. Please go stream it.
Yeah,
it is. Listen to it today. Finally got round to it.
Yes. She had to go to Brighton at the weekend on Saturday afternoon as well. I took her to Brighton. So, yeah,
Do you think she would let us put it on the end of this podcast?
Of course she would.
Put it on the end of this podcast. Cool. So,
I didn't go. I watched the first half, and then I had to go to Brighton.
And you had to change the map, is no.
No, I had to go to Brighton.
Brighton? Why?
Yeah, taking Rosanna to uni.
Oh, of course you did.
I saw the second half. Match of the day.
So according to you, we're still winning.
I came out of there quite optimistic. The truth of it was, I just thought, what a fucking great goal. The goal was just a really good goal.
James Ward-Prowse.
Yeah.
5 goals or assists in 4 matches now.
It was like
what a signing.
The pass to Soufal, he sort of beat everyone, and then he was in the clear. His ball was one of the best balls I've seen him put in the box for a long time. And Ward-Prowse's finish was superb, and it was just...
The limbs, John, if you'd have been there, the limbs were everywhere, man.
Yeah, and it was just... And the fact that we got to half-time, and it looked like, you know, we might have been... I mean, Areola. Pulling off worldies and
10 saves. So someone pointed out he's got a new record for 10 saves in a game.
And he beat his record that he'd
9
the week before
against
Brighton.
Yeah. And you're thinking, someone said to me, that's not a good thing, Sean. I went, yeah, no, it's not. But it's still pretty special, you know? But
yeah. So as much as I was like, you know, we'd probably lose to City. It's just how do you want to lose against City? That's a decision, isn't it? How do you want to lose? Do you want to lose, the Moyes way or the sort of like Brentford-y Brighton way?
I was saying, you know, we've survived 5 minutes, and I was saying to Mark, and George Murphy was there as well, Mark Murphy and George Murphy, we've survived 10 minutes. And Mark Murphy said, if we survive 20 minutes, we've won this. And then we got to 30 minutes. We're still there. We're going, do you know what? We could get to 0-0. And then we scored that goal. It went mental. It went absolutely mental.
So, yeah. So, anyway, that's when I left it. I've been watching it
well
live.
Well done.
I saw the rest of it.
Joint top of the league, John, as well.
Well, there you go.
No,
you love
that. Don't work like that. I keep telling you.
All right. We were second then, but only on goal difference to Liverpool. We had, at that point, you mean you can't do that? You can't
work like that.
But yeah, so obviously I watched the rest of it when I got back. I watched your match of the day, but yeah. So I'll leave the rest of it up for you's lot that were there.
Well, I just want to ask you one question. I know if you've watched the rest of it, obviously the game seemed to change when Alvarez came off with cramp. Apparently he's not injured, just a bit of fatigue after jet lag.
Well, I think the game changed when they scored their goal straight after the break, and that Diocchi or whatever his name was. He absolutely was ruining Soufal, wasn't he, really? He was tearing him a new one quite regularly, and it just, you know.
But, all right, so it obviously it was 1-1, and it was unfortunate they scored directly after half-time. But yeah. They went ahead after Alvarez, Edson Alvarez, not the other Alvarez what came up. Anyway, let's move on to Len. Lenny boy.
Hello.
How did you enjoy the London Stadium?
I had another dizzy spell, so I went
home. You were on your way, weren't they? Because I was talking to you on your way, and I said, where are we going to meet? Are we going to meet in Hackney Wick? And you blew me out. You stood me up.
Yeah, I did. I was in the mood for some beers and everything. I thought I'd recovered, and then I thought, so hang on a minute. I'm getting hot and sweaty again and dizzy. So I went home.
Or was it Nepal? Is it Nepal? What's this new virus going around in India?
I don't know. I've got a feeling it might be a virus, but I don't know.
It could be this new one.
Then again, I don't know what it is. To be honest, I'm not very good in the heat anyway, so it's always a bad start.
Well, it was a hot day, wasn't it, on Saturday? Yeah. It was 27 degrees.
It was a nice couple of weeks, to be honest.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Nepal, I think it's called, the virus. Watch out for that. It's a new COVID.
I had a COVID test.
Oh, right. And?
No, negative.
Oh, okay.
I forgot all about COVID until Nigel mentioned it.
There's a lot of people with COVID at the moment.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, I didn't know it was still a thing. Did you watch the game, though, when you got back
after
your dizzy spell?
Yeah, in and out of it. I did have a little nap.
During the game?
I was tired, Sean. I was dizzy.
Jesus. You do know we have a podcast, do you?
Yeah, I know, but I thought I can always look back at it, and then I thought, no.
All right, which bits did you watch? Did you watch?
I watched most of it. It was a good goal, yeah. I was happy with it. I mean, to be honest, look, we are sort of, we predicted, in our WhatsApp group, that we'd get then have less than 20% possession, but I think we had a bit more than that in the end. I was very satisfied indeed.
Well, thank you for asking me that, because that gives me an opportunity to tell you exactly, if I had it ready. Here it is, what our match stats were. So we had 32% possession to their 68, Len.
Didn't like that much.
But how many shots do you think they had?
25.
29. Ooh. 15 on target. 15!
Yeah.
How many shots do you think we had?
Six.
Six. How many people were on target? Yeah, six.
There you go.
Three on target.
I must have seen all of them.
They had 11 corners to our four. I tell you, the one thing I did like is Haaland just missed. Apparently the biggest amount of chances missed by anyone. Five chances.
Well, that's what makes you think it might be our day. The first one he missed.
But you know what? When he came off, he came past us, and I haven't published this video yet, and we're shouting to him, "You're just a shit Andy Carroll."
Andy backfired, Carroll. Didn't it?
Well, he'd already scored his goal, and he'd come off, so...
Still...
Just a bit of bants.
In the grand scheme of things, although, we're not fans of Moyes' ball, it's more effective with better players that fit the system, isn't it?
Say something nice about Moyes, then.
I just did, kind of.
He's still really. A manager at this stage of his career.
He's
doing well.
Yeah.
It's good. I think he's brought the right players for his system.
Oh, I mean.
Ward-Prowse, definitely.
Alvarez.
Love that geezer.
Is looking so valuable. And you just go, he could be as good, if not better, than Declan Rice.
Yeah, sure. Caduce will show something on Thursday. I'm jumping the gun.
We haven't even got Mavropanos. Dino.
When's he get his chance to step in?
When will he get a chance? He was on the bench.
Gerd was like, that is an attempted header. Is he under threat from...
Well, I would imagine... Are you going Thursday, by the way, John? Are you coming to the game on Thursday?
No, I'm not.
You come in, Len?
I don't usually do.
I know you don't
European
do.
Games, but I ain't seen you for a while, Sean.
Yeah,
that's a blessing, mate.
But not that.
How about you?
Make me come.
We'll come to Nigel in a minute. Yeah. So overall, what did you think of the game, Len? Don't want to put words.
Like
in
I said,
mouth.
I was satisfied with it.
We gave it a go, didn't we?
I don't know what giving it a go means, but
do you not?
I, Well, we didn't want the fucking ball, but it didn't work out too bad.
Yeah.
But
we're getting them on the counter.
It's
right?
It's more effective with the better players. I wasn't too dissatisfied. It's our first defeat since we won a cup, and we just happened to lose against the team that got three cups, 3-1, which is the same amount of cups we won.
Yeah.
So let's not go, you know, let's not get too upset about it. I thought we showed a little bit of progress. You can see things are working a bit better. It had to be completely immaculate, and it was. Some players seemed to be. Some players had a hard time because they were up against difficult players.
Oh yeah,
but I was, class. You know, I was satisfied. It was all right.
Zuma, I mean, captain, my captain. What? He's just immense. Just immense.
He really had a ball saved, didn't he? A header saved.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he's just an immense captain, you know. Declan Rice, who? I think he's really taken to the captainship.
He always looks injured to me.
I know that's the way he just runs, though, John. You know, I thought he immense. And the Man City fans were going, oh, I see they still boo Zuma. No, we go, Zoom! Zoom! And they don't get it. We're not booing it. You know, he doesn't get booed. The cat thing's in the past. We're going to cut. Right. This is Podcast Central to Somerset. Come in, Somerset.
I tell you, you've been chatting for so long. I'm in fucking Devon now.
Yeah, well, because you know what? You've got a signal now. Are you going back to Devon?
Hell.
Are you going back to Devon?
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean back to Devon?
I thought you were already in Plymouth. You're actually coming from London.
Yeah, that's
you're
right.
Going from Japan to Plymouth, yeah?
Well, I have been in Japan, yes.
Yeah? Were you big in Japan?
Even you would be big in then again, Sean, by that photograph. A few of the photographs I've seen you recently, you're big everywhere.
Yeah, you'd only barely see his head.
I know. He is massive. Yes.
I have had a good summer, that's true.
Do you reckon?
Just the one summer.
Yeah,
you your way around Europe by the looks of it.
I think it's a culmination of a few, mate.
Anyway, did you get to watch the game in? Oh, you've had your chance, John.
I don't know about Slimmer of the Year. You look like you've had Dinner of the Year.
All right, calm down. Did you get to?
I've got a lot to make up. I've not been about for a few weeks.
Did you watch the game?
Well, do you know what? I'm listening to what's been going on because obviously I couldn't butt in because you muted.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I've realised I've watched more of the game than any of you.
Well, not me. I haven't got to me yet because I was actually there.
Well, yeah, I did, Sean, because you tweeted.
Oh, we've lost him. What a shame.
Gone. What did you tweet?
He was. I know.
About 10 or 12 times during the game.
No, it didn't, actually.
So then uploaded them and tweeted them out.
No.
You had
no.
to look down at your phone no. all that time while I was watching the telly and watched the whole game. I didn't miss anything.
No. Actually, Nigel, what I did was
yes.
I recorded all these bits and tweets before the game. There was no signal, and they
No, I checked during the game.
Go on.
I checked during the game how much you tweeted.
All right. What
you tweeted a lot.
Tweeting, please.
You do it that often, you don't realise. Well, I fucking, you know.
Anyway, yeah, what's your point? What do you want to talk about the game?
What a good game.
Why didn't you go?
It could have been...
Why didn't you go?
Well, I had COVID, Sean.
Is it a thing? There's no, you know...
Well, the COVID test said I was positive.
Yeah, I know.
So, I think it is a thing.
Okay. And you thought you brought it back from Japan with you, didn't you?
Well, no, what we think now is we caught it before we went to Japan.
Oh.
It came on in Japan.
Oh.
My son was ill while we were out there. The wife wasn't feeling too good. Coming home. The thing is, Japan's a fantastic place to visit. It's the best country I've ever been. Tokyo's the best city I've been to. Trying and do all that.
When you're feeling poorly.
Yeah, we're filling his words.
We try to do all that. That's all we last heard.
In a
Nigel.
Week. Yeah, in a right. week. Try and do all that in a week, like with travelling, because it was. You're supposed to fly over Russia, but you can't fly over Russia now, so you have to go around it. On the way home, we left Japan and flew up past Alaska, around the North Pole, back down Sweden into Munich. And then I had a 2-hour layover in Munich.
See any reindeer or Father Christmas at all?
No.
Little birdie tells me you were eating Japanese food.
Not a little birdie, it was my missus.
Yeah, it was your missus.
So, I did try Japanese food, yes.
Are you suggesting your missus not a little birdie?
She's not a bird.
Don't commit yourself.
My missus.
Don't.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
I know where he's trying to go, and he ain't going down there with me.
So did this mean you ate sushi?
No. It means I ate Japanese chicken.
Well, that's
and noodles.
Oh, that's quite adventurous for you.
Well, it was, yeah.
Anyway, where did you watch the game? At home? In your shed?
No, not in the shed, in the living room. I weren't feeling too well. So I thought I'd lay on the sofa and watch it.
Cool, then. Give us the pearls of wisdom.
The result... I don't think the result flattered Man City, and I don't think it flattered us in a way. It could have been 7-1. It could have been 2-1 to us or 2-2. Areola pulled off some outstanding saves. They fluffed their lines. New players bedding in well. I think the future, if you can play like that against Man City, then we'll win more games than we lose. And when we got the ball, we do look to have an attacking threat. It's not just about holding it up, killing the game. You know, we actually did try and attack Man City. So, back in the day, I don't think we'd have had 6 shots against Man City. We'd have probably had 2 or 3. And this is the best team for me that's ever graced English football. I mean, they paid a lot of money to do it.
They were missing a few, though.
But they're still, squad-wise or whatever, this is the greatest team to ever play English football.
Yeah, they are good.
I'm not going to disagree with you. All I say is, whether Haaland had an off day or we caused Haaland to have an off day, he was not his usual monster. And he was getting more and more frustrated, banging the ground as he missed chance after chance. Apparently no strikers missed more chances than in that game, and he missed 5.
Yeah. But the quality of Man City and the quality of Ireland, you can't switch off.
Yeah, I know.
You have to go for the, well, I'd just say full 90 minutes, but nowadays, looking at some of the games, you have to go for the full 100 minutes.
Yeah. Well, look, we defended. Let's not do West Ham out of a good game. We defended really well, and we're solid.
If we play like that against most... I mean, if we play like that against Man United, against Arsenal, we'll give them a game, a proper game. I don't fear Man United at the moment. I mean, realistically,
it's Liverpool, isn't it, next?
Yeah, it's a tough ask away, but there's a bit of me that thinks, "Cool, wish I was going up there because we could nick a win." Liverpool ain't firing on all cylinders. They've conceded goals in every game I think they've played. So, it's good that we can look forward to games rather than dread them.
How did the atmosphere come over on the TV?
It came over really well.
Did it really?
It was a good game. I thought it.
For the London Stadium, you could hear things.
We really get on. I don't know. We've got this little banter with City fans, and it was good. And look, it gives me a clip. It gives me to play this clip, which has gone absolutely viral. You talked to me about tweeting. This is one of the ones I tweeted after the game.
Yeah, I don't know why you're talking.
Is it ironic because we were singing it to the Champions?
It's ironic, yeah. But can you hear them? Now they're singing it back to us. And it was serenading backwards and forwards.
Oh, right.
Now, this clip's gone viral. It's had two million.
I would like that more if we said Champions in Europe.
Yeah, that's why. That's
funny.
And look, that's had 2 million views. People get
Sean, we're not
with
bothered.
Funny.
You've said it 4 times
okay.
now. 2 million views. We don't care.
And the Daily Mail have just asked, can they use it as well? But it's funny.
That's another 5p from Elon.
Yeah, yeah. So that you're not wrong there. that will give me all of a pound. It won't.
Well done.
Will give a pound. But no, it was a good look. We had a good sing song, and it was a good day out.
Football friends.
Talking of football friends, you've led me in there.
Talking of football friends, Sean.
Hello to one of our 8 listeners, Chesney Hawks, who happened to be 2 rows behind us. For those who've listened from the beginning, we did interview Chesney Hawks on this podcast some years ago.
No, there's too many new fans now, Sean.
I know, but we have to find the episode. Anyway, I went up. It was 2 rows behind us with his wife and his son. And I said, hello, Chesney. And I introduced myself and said...
I bet you said that as well.
I did. And I said, you know, have you got season tickets here? And he said, well, that'd be a bit odd because I live in LA, Sean.
And he called you Sean.
I introduced myself from the
podcast. How did you introduce yourself? I'm curious.
I said, yeah, from more than just the podcast. And he said, yeah, I know.
Fucking knobby.
Of course I did. Anyway,
can I just point out to the listeners that in the WhatsApp group, you never put any of that. You said he came and said hello to you.
Oh, well, no. So he came down afterwards. So we had a chat and I introduced. And then about 2 minutes later, he came and we exchanged numbers. And then we had another chat. And I took a picture of, or my son took a picture of both of us. And said, who the bloody hell was that? And I said to Chesney, he said, he ain't got no idea who you are. But he's on tour at the moment.
How to make friends and influence people.
Well, he doesn't know. And he said, too right. He said, why would
Let's hope you ain't playing Butlin's Mine here because they've had to shut for 4 days because of flooding.
Oh, well, he was playing. He's playing Skegness. Then he was playing.
Sounds like.
Oh, no, he was playing Butlin's Mine Head because he played Skegness. Then he's playing.
He might be there Thursday night then.
He could be, yeah.
To be fair, he could phone his set list in, couldn't he? This is the one and only. That's it.
Dumb. Brilliant.
That's unfair. He's one of our listeners.
One song you didn't get it right, that's quite an accomplishment that night.
So he's at Minehead Butlins. Here are. He's on, just so you know, Minehead tickets still available. Minehead Butlins on Friday the 22nd, this Friday.
Just make it because it literally, I'm not being joking. They had flooding yesterday at Minehead. They've shut. They've had to shut the site.
Then on Saturday the 23rd of September, he's at the M&S Bank Arena, followed by the Pop World Liverpool on the same night. And then on Friday the 13th...
Hold up, ain't West Ham playing Liverpool Saturday?
They are, and he wants some tickets for that. So anyone who's got 6 tickets, does want 6 tickets.
Six?
Yeah. For him and his family and friends.
Anyway,
and then he's back on tour on P&O Britannia Cruises doing.
Let's move
on. Sean, it's not a one-hit wonder podcast.
No, it's live, give him a break.
Sean, he could play the Cross Channel Ferry and it would still last 50 minutes longer than his song.
Oh, that's Chesney, I love you. They're being unfair. He's a proper West Ham fan. Anyway,
where's he from?
Originally, he's from Windsor.
There you go, that proper.
Yeah. He did tell me.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go, yeah. You're going to say you can't be proper unless you come from a town, yeah? We're going through all that again, are we?
Fucking upset the Brisbane Hammers the other day. I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh, well, that's... You upset most people. Yeah, anyway, a little bit of... So, as I said, Alvarez, not injured.
Just a little bit. Yeah, fuck him.
Here's a bit of breaking news, which I don't think some of you have heard, because it's only come out in the last hour. Mikel Antonio has signed a new contract.
Oh, God.
And he signed a contract. I'm just going to mute.
I've gone deaf all of a sudden.
I'm just muting Nigel for a while. He signed a new contract at the end of the transfer season. And he's done another year.
Transfer season?
Well, transfer window, sorry. So he signed it on the 1st of September. So 18 days ago. He's signed another year on top of his year and a year option, which potentially could take him to 36. Good thing or bad thing, John? It's got mixed reviews on Twitter.
Yeah, look, if people were willing to pay a decent amount of money for Antonio, I would be happy to sell him. But he signed a contract, he's staying with us, and I'm happy to have him.
So good. Len? Let's
leave it at that.
I'm happy to keep him. Well, things considered that we can't get a striker to sort of work, really. I think I'd be quite concerned if he got injured. Moyes' ball formation.
Yeah, as long as we've got the Moyes in charge.
Can he carry on for another 3 years?
Moyes or Antonio?
Antonio.
Well, I mean, they are quite tethered. If Moyes is going to carry on for 1 year, maybe plus another year.
Moyes is going now. If you look at his interview with Richard Keys, where he talks, you know, he's always believed that.
Yeah.
And I never knew until watching that Richard Keys video that he was hours away from joining Everton, and Everton had given him the paperwork. And David Sullivan
rang up
in the middle, but that's not where he left. He left because Ancelotti got his job, and they dumped him and said,
blanked him.
They blanked him and took Ancelotti, and so he took up. I'll go back to Shebman. Shebman, Antonio, did he signed a new contract?
You have to unmute him, mate.
I have unmuted him. He's on in another dead spot though. He's disconnected, but he's lost it. So we never know what he thinks of Antonio.
There's not many players that can play the role he plays and has to play it in the system that Moyes wants to play.
And that's the truth. Goals can go from anywhere. And look, I obviously we saw Kudos came on at 65. I mean, he didn't seem to do a lot because I don't think he had a lot to do against City, but it was good to see Kudos come on. It was, you know, Benrahma came on and ran around a bit as well. So goals can come from a number of places, John.
I'll be interested
for Lingard to come, of course. So, you know, we know that.
I'll be interested to see what happens when we're not playing a Liverpool. You know, what we've got, is it Sheffield United after that?
Sheffield United at home. You coming to that one? You're not coming to a game anymore?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Good. Did Louis enjoy your ticket?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
On Saturday?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, he didn't even say thank you to his uncle. Harsh. Anyway, Shebman, road noise back again.
Yep.
What do you think about Antonio?
I think there's a lot of disrespect going around for a bloke who's scored a lot of goals in the Premier League with us. I don't know why a lot of the fan base has turned on him. I don't know if it's because of his attitude wise, and I don't think his podcast helps, to be fair.
No, it doesn't. You're right.
And I think that might stem to it, because I've always loved Antonio, and I've always thought we were better with him on the pitch than off of it. The mad thing is that still seems to be the case. He was disappointed visibly to be taken off, and it just after he'd had that one-on-one.
We've lost him again. We'll never know. We're losing you. You're
just leave him on and see what he can do. You don't know, he might pop up with a goal.
Yeah. We've got some of those words.
But I'm glad he signed it for. Good.
Yeah, we've got some of those words. You're glad he signed for.
Come on, isn't he?
Yeah, we're going to pause him.
Working well.
obviously, interesting, Souček signed a four-year deal. Still hasn't been announced. Antonio signs a
four-year deal?
Yeah.
Four years.
Souček signed a four-year deal some weeks ago. Still hasn't been announced. Antonio signs a two-year extension or one plus one. Still hasn't been announced. So we asked a senior source, and he said, we do our deals in private.
Fucking does though, doesn't he? Jesus fucking Christ!
We do our business in private.
Yeah.
Anyway,
there's
rumours, and I haven't asked this yet, but Su Fau is looking to get a new deal, and you're thinking. Oh. And first I thought, oh, do you know what? It's not worth asking. He's 33 years old, but now Antonio's got a deal. I'm thinking maybe Su Fau will get a deal. Who knows?
Well, Su Fau should fucking know if he's got the deal.
Well, I haven't asked Su Fau. I was saying I just haven't asked the senior source.
But I just like, when we line up against Sheffield United, you've got to think that there's no place in that team for Souček. You've got to have more of a attacking licence in that team when you're up against Sheffield United, surely. That midfield can't be the same midfield that starts against Man City and Liverpool.
Do you want a little wager on it, or?
Well, that's what I mean. that's where you're going to start going, oh, for God's sake. Then, yeah.
Don't get excited, John. That's what I'm saying. Expect nothing, you won't be disappointed, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't think we're doing question time this week because we've got Shedman on the road. He's the question master, and so that ain't going to work. And Len, when he tries to do it,
I'm fucking useless. But I'll give it a good go.
And John and myself can't be asked, as we said last week. So honestly, next week we will bring question time back, which hopefully...
Is Nigel back in town then?
I think he is. Let's ask him. Are you back in town next Monday? Nope. Every time he's in road noise there, and every time we ask, he loses again. Are you back in town on Monday?
I'm in Plymouth.
Oh, here we go.
The English Riviera.
No, I think that's Torquay, the English Riviera.
Oh, that's right, yeah. It's in Devon, though, isn't it?
I'm just going past Exeter Chiefs Rugby Club.
Oh, nice.
No.
I thought Exeter had loads of floods.
I don't know, have they?
Yeah, yesterday, Exeter Airport was shut. And
was it?
Our friend Dodsey had sent a picture of some supermarket underwater.
I thought it was a petrol station.
Oh. Yeah, it was a supermarket.
Did he? I must have missed that.
Yeah.
A38 West closed after salt ash. I don't know if that's...
Flooding. Okay. Anyway.
Sean, are we going to talk about the game on Thursday?
Yeah, well, we are going to talk about the game on Thursday. Thank you for that link. I'm just going to mute him because we don't want the road noise all the time. We've got, obviously, our first Europa League group game against TSC. I can't even remember what TSC stands for. Are these the Serbian people?
No idea. I don't even know we're playing, mate.
Bacatopola.
Bacatopola.
That's right. Topola.
And they're Serbian, aren't they?
Yeah, I believe so. That's...
And they've never been in a European competition before.
There you go.
So, yeah. We're
quite confident.
We should be pretty confident, you know. I mean, this is the time to give, kudos and maybe Mavropanos a little bit of a run out, I guess. I assume now, Shedman, are you going to the European game? You coming back for that?
What, from Plymouth?
Yeah.
When I'm working nights.
Well, if Chesney Hawks can come from the LA and you can't come
from the
Chesney
LA.
Hawks weren't working Saturday afternoon, was he? I'm working nights. When I drive to Plymouth tonight, I ain't going to bed. I'm going into work. I'm working tonight.
Couldn't you get Dodsey to pick you up and take you and bring you back?
Pick me up. What part of I'm working nights do you not understand?
Yeah, but what time does it start? When do your nights start? What time?
5 o'clock.
In
the evening,
Sean. In the evening.
It's called working nights.
Nights. Do you not know what this concept is?
No, I don't. No.
I start work at 5 o'clock at night and finish at 4 o'clock in the morning, the next day.
I hate to tell you this, but you're late, mate, because it's 8:15 when we're recording this, so you're about 3 hours late tonight.
Yes, but I was at a funeral today, so actually, I've been a proper company man and said, don't worry, after the funeral, I will drive down and get there when I get there.
Oh, now I just feel bad for saying that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's only a matter of time.
Old football manager who was a big West Ham fan.
Oh, that's a shame.
Sorry. I remember when you used to work nights, Sean, you turned translucent, didn't you?
I did.
You looked like you never saw the light of day at all.
Yeah, I was a bit like a goth. Yeah, well. Anyway, John, obviously you're not coming to this one, but maybe you can come to, now your season ticket holder, you can come to one of the other European games that are a little bit maybe better.
Yeah, I just got
position.
Our ticket is selling, Shawnee Warney, for Thursday night.
No, not really. I mean, it would be about half full as it stands, but
they made any concession on the ticket prices?
Not really. Well, you're funny you should bring that up actually, because there was a bit of a hoo ha ha. Someone who's close to the podcast said to me, did you know Newcastle United is a Category A game?
Yeah.
And I said, no, I didn't. So there's no concession. So for 1966, bands one, bands two, and I think band three, I might be wrong on that, there's no concessions. You can't buy, it's one price. It's like 80 quid for a ticket for Newcastle. And said, well, how come this is? Where did suddenly Newcastle become a Category A? But I didn't realise last season, the big clubs, so to speak,
were Double A.
Are Double A.
Yeah.
And they've got no concessions. So both Chelsea and Man City so far, and it will be the same for Liverpool, Chelsea, even though why would they be Double A? Because they're not any big anymore. No concessions for bands 1 to 3. And like, 90 to 100 quid a ticket.
Yeah. I mean, this Double A business is like typical West Ham, like Spinal Tap, isn't it? Turn your ramps to 11. Why don't you make 10 the top number? Why don't they make that A and just make the Newcastle B and then put some, you know, make a D or an E to a game that no one wants to go to?
Yeah.
But, you know, Double A just sounds so much better. A better way to steal your fucking money.
Yeah, I know, but not your money, because you never...
No, not mine. I don't, you know, I don't encourage them.
But you know, and I hate to say this, right? The money doesn't go to the board. It does just go back to the club, right?
So what?
So everything we earn, we charge for the club... goes back to the club to buy players like we've just bought and pay wages.
What are you trying to say? If I keep turning up and paying over
the ball, saying the money,
you get better players.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm saying the money has
you
to
did
come
well to not talk, you know, say something that gets on my nerves. I think we must have gone about half hour.
Yeah, no, we've gone about 45 minutes actually.
Oh, really? You've done very well.
Yeah. But you know it's true.
Well,
but the money doesn't. All right, you can.
I'm pretty sure that's
money.
A Premier League money, but there you go.
You can say we waste money, but the money that comes in from tickets, the money that comes in from selling merchandise, goes back to the club. There's no dividend. No one's taking profit out of the club, so therefore,
why are you going on? By the way, I've had messages here about you saying the other week.
Well, go on.
About the possible takeover and saying it would be a better idea for people to take over Spurs than West Ham.
Yeah.
So what was the point of moving then? If we're not as attractive as a team 2.5 miles down the road, then why did we move?
No, what I'm saying is, and this is taken, my views were taken out of context.
Oh, well, that'd be right.
What I said was, if we're talking about the rich Qataris,
right,
or the, you know, that were going to buy Man United, you don't go from Man United to bargain basement.
But there's only 20 teams in the league, Sean.
I know that, but that's
why. Well, that's a fucking good idea. That does bring the odds down a little bit.
I understand that, but I'm saying if you look at the two teams, if you can't get Man United, Spurs is, you don't buy Chelsea because they've just been sold, right? You're probably difficult to get Arsenal. So you probably, and you want a London club, you go to Spurs. You've got, and I did explain this on the podcast, you've got an owner that's in a bit of trouble and moved all his shares over to a trust because he looks
as I'm only getting on with his little police station visits.
Nothing, let's not talk about that.
No, let's not.
But what I'm saying is Spurs makes a better proposition for the Qataris. I'm not saying no one will ever buy West Ham.
Qataris,
yeah. Anyway, I don't know how we got on this. We were talking about European football. Football! And then we got on to...
Because you wanted to make it all... You wanted to do a bit of arse-licking, basically.
No, you wanted
to say, if I turn up at the football game, or the more people turn up, the more money they hand over, the better we are.
Yeah,
Even though you've just said... You know, Tottenham are a better proposition.
No. To buy for the Qataris, for sports washing. What I'm saying is, if we earn more money, look, and I'm going to bring in Shedman to back me up here, you can't have affordable football on one hand and success on the other.
We've got 66,000 tickets, man. You want to put the arses on the seats and sell some beer.
None of our competitors are selling tickets as cheap as we are. Help me out here. Nigel, you're back on. You do get that some prices of tickets have to go up if you want to be more successful.
Yeah.
I mean, you have more tickets.
Well, no, you hold up though. But Arsenal's cheapest season ticket is the same price as our dearest.
Yeah.
And no, that 60, can't 000. Be right.
It is true.
No, that is right.
It is true.
Well, what about the 66 seats?
Yeah, but these clubs like Arsenal have done that because they're paying for their stadiums. They're covering the cost of their stadiums. We haven't had to do that.
Thank you, John.
Yep.
No, we're back to where we started, Sean.
But you could say Tottenham Stadium is actually being paid for by the income they get from the hot dogs and the beer and the cheese and everything else.
And their season tickets are expensive.
Yeah, they are.
So they'll get their money back for their stadium.
But they'll still
we'll
have their
keep
stadium.
Fries.
Yeah, we'll still...
But Man City don't have a stadium. It's a rubbish argument. I don't know why we're back at this argument. Man City don't own...
Because you won't let it go.
I don't know why.
Sean, is we don't get the income from our stadium.
Yeah,
Man City
that.
Get the income from their stadium.
And I think
because
that
they've got a control deal.
Yeah, and I
but
think
it's not an
you've
argument.
You've been saying
is it?
That for you like X, you're like getting a transfer right. 6 months ago, I told you about him. Yeah, 6 months ago, you told us about 50 players. You got one right. Well done. Give it the eyes. That's you with your stadium sell. Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you it happened. Yeah, Sean, you've been saying it for 10 fucking years before we moved.
It ain't
happened though, is it?
But look, our problem is there's politics involved.
And you thought I was backing you up.
No, there's politics involved. And we would, look, it makes sense for us to get control of the state and everyone knows it. But certain person's up for re-election. And it's not going to be if Ulez didn't win him the election, then selling the stadium off on the cheap, it certainly ain't going to help. So it ain't going to happen this side of an election.
Who said on the cheap?
Well, we're not going to buy it on the expensive because it's a white elephant.
Well, do we want it or not? You just made the case for Tottenham, and you say, "Oh no, we do." You know, we don't want to buy it. You know, buy an expensive stadium. They did, and you've just said they're a better.
We got a sweet. I've just muted Nigel for a minute. We got a sweet deal with the rent, right? We pay 4 million rent. We save a lot of money, and that's money we can spend on wages and transfers.
Take into account the amount of extra money that Tottenham Hotspur will earn from their season tickets per year.
Yeah.
Well, how much is that? 5 mil? 4 mil?
No, much more than that, John.
What? Per year?
Yeah,
on their
of course
season
it is.
Ticket sales?
Yeah, of course it is.
How much?
So, our ticket sale revenue...
If it's 20 mil, that ain't game-changing.
No, it's not.
It's not game-changing. The amount of money you get for the Premier League, the amount of money you get for going deep into competitions, all of these things, £20 million across the season ain't game-changing.
No, I don't think it. I think it's much more than that. I haven't got the figures in front of me.
You just have to look at German football. They do what they do and they don't charge the fans. They don't rely on the income from the fans.
Here we go, John, right? So 2022 ticket sales, right, for Tottenham 106 million.
Right.
We're 30 something. Yeah,
but we don't rent the stadium.
But hang on. No, it's got nothing to do. This is just ticket sales. Nothing to do with stadium.
Yeah, but how much of that money are their ticket sales money? Are they having to pay off their
margin?
Forget about that. Loans of money. As he said, you could just pay. So
They're paying off their debt for their stadium.
That money, the ticket, right, is about 60 to 70 million. That does make a difference, John. I'm sorry. It's not 20 million.
It does make a difference if they're
buying a stadium.
It does make a difference if they're putting that money into their football team every season, but they're not. They're paying off their £1 billion debt they've got on that stadium.
Yeah, they are, but they got a really good deal of how they borrowed the money.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter for how long as well. It's going to take them 20 years to pay it off or something.
You know, their commercial revenue was only 31 million. Right.
They're not going to be financially better off than us every season for the next until they've paid that stadium off. Then they'll be big, and then they'll have that extra 60, 70 million either us. But yeah, right now, the way we are, with our cap in hand deal with out of the taxpayer,
which is financially good for us. Nigel, you got something to say on this?
Yeah, stop fucking muting me. The stadium will be what it'll be, innit? Income-wise, though, Tottenham and Arsenal will continue to outstrip us because of the model that they've took against the model we took. We did it.
No, we lost.
We did do it.
We did it on the cheap.
We did, exactly.
And that's exactly what we did. We did the cheap. We looked for the easy answer rather than the correct answer.
Yeah.
And long term, we will not reap any benefits for it.
No, you're right. Yeah. Because in Arsenal will be closer to it than Tottenham are. But in the near future, Arsenal would have paid down all their debt. An extra 60, 70 million pound a season will be pure income into the club, as will Tottenham in a few years' time. Yet we'll still be on.
I mean, if you want to pay the wages, yeah, if you want to pay the wages of the players of the likes that Arsenal's, Man United's, Tottenham's, and all them teams have got, you ain't going to do it while the likes of me are paying £350 for a season ticket and £42 to watch 3 games in Europe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But then they can't start upping the cost of that when we sit in an athletic stadium.
And that's the other point. Why are tickets so bloody cheap? Because they know we wouldn't turn up and watch the shit that they normally serve up there in the crap seats that they give us. Because they did the stadium on the cheap.
I'm really glad we brought this up.
I absolutely 100% agree with Nigel.
You shouldn't... You say we shouldn't have brought it up. You try and... But all the time, you try and stick up for the club. There's just no need.
I don't try and stick up for the club. I try
and look at it from... fucking hell!
Look at it from a financial point of view, Len.
All right, we'll move on to Thursday night. But that's anyway, all I'm saying is, I said to you, Sean, is there any concession in tickets? I'll tell you why I asked that, because no fucker wants to go. Because they don't want to watch, you know, there's lots of football coming thick and fast, and you're playing the team that's no one's heard of.
Yeah. I do get
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying, that's all I'm asking.
They should have made Thursday a lot cheaper, but,
I mean, well, you say, I mean, I've got my thoughts. I bought my 3 games for 42.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Yeah.
They did that again, did they? 3 games for £42.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Well, that's what I didn't. And it was like, well, there's a good possibility that I'd missed the first game, which is bailed out, because I thought I would be back in Plymouth. But the way I looked at it was, well, if I go see 2 games for £42, ain't that bad.
No.
Who's that's going cheaper in your seat then on Thursday?
I've offered them to a friend to take his little boy.
Oh, nice.
He's going to let me know tomorrow if he can make it. So,
nice.
Charlie was going to go, but he's working. He's going to struggle to make it.
Anyway.
And frankly, such a shit team, isn't it? Who's heard of them?
No.
Who are they?
Serbian...
I'll tell you what, though.
Serbian farmers.
Let's see how the away fans get on out there.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That won't be no walk in the park, does?
Well, I'll tell you what, the home stuff against Olympiakos is going to be a bit naughty as well, from what
Yeah. The old bubble and squeaks will be more than bubble and squeaking that night.
Yeah. Anyway, look, we've struggled a little bit with Nigel, so we're not doing a question time.
Only because you keep
muting me. Well, because the listeners don't want to listen to listening to the road. It's like being on the motorway.
Well, I am on a motorway.
Yeah, I know, but they don't want to be on a motorway, you know?
It's actually worked quite well, Nigel.
Considering you're travelling at 90 miles an hour down the
road. Not quite, 74. Well, hold up, I'm slowing down.
Oof. There's two predictions for both games before we call it. We're just coming up to the hour mark. Let's start with you, Shedman. TSC followed by Liverpool away at Anfield.
TSC will be a 3-0 win. And I'll tell you what, I'll go brave. I'll go for a 1-1 draw away at Anfield.
Oof, right, I'm muting you. John.
TSC, I'll say we'll probably let a goal in. So I'll say 3-1 to us.
Yeah.
And Liverpool, let's go 3-1 as well to them.
Len?
I'm going a 4-0 win on Thursday. But I think it will be I think we're going to lose 1-0 to Liverpool. It's just going to be something we've seen us do again and again. I think we might go behind and start attacking, but just not getting that goal. Might be wrong.
I'm going to go for 5-0 against TSC with a Kudos hat-trick and a Mavropanos brace. And then a 1-0 win away from Anfield to just get us back in. We're top six.
Why, where are we playing?
At Anfield.
Oh, okay. We said away from Anfield.
Oh, sorry. Away at Anfield, I meant.
Okay.
I think we're done. Let's bring the motorway boy back in it. Anything to say before we say goodbyes? Any promotions we're trying to do?
I don't know. Is there?
I don't know. Well, we're going to do the promotion for Rosanna. What's the name of the song, John? And, you know, do your five a bit. West Ham fan Rosanna.
Okay, well, this is Rosanna's third release of her own written and produced and whatever material. It was released last Friday, I think it was. And it's called Oh Me, and it's available on all sort of Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, all the usual places. Just
search. And you can listen to it in full after this theme tune.
Yeah, just search Rosanna Bucci, B, Gucci with a B.
There you go. Len, are you selling anything? Did you go to Paolo's Di Canio's?
No, I didn't. I wasn't well enough. No, I'm not selling anything at the minute. Well, there's always plenty of stuff on the website, canontownlen.com. There's a new Ward Prowse canvas.
Oh,
you might want to look
nice,
at.
Nice. Have a look at that.
Yeah, check it out.
Is it? Oh, Sean, any update on the supporters club?
Well, funny you should say that, because I got a call from someone today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And, yeah.
Are they still refusing to fade and die?
I'm not going to say so publicly, but just watch this space, yeah? Just watch this space.
All right, then.
I've been
so
sure.
So have they done a deal with someone else, then?
You'll have to watch this space. I'm not at liberty to say.
So they've told you, but not the membership?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Oh, so they've told you, but not the membership.
I'm not at liberty to say.
No, I know. But just out of curiosity, because I know sometimes that committee members listen, and I know sometimes that if they don't listen, then glasses tell them. Sort yourselves out.
I have not spoken directly to any... I just want to make it clear, I have not spoken directly to any committee members.
Oh, so you spoke to the other person they've done a deal with then?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Even though they've done a deal... Without talking to the membership.
I'm not at liberty to say.
Refusing to fade and die. Fucking
I'm not at
shambles. Hang your head in shame. I hope you'll fucking resign.
Alright, what there a great way to finish a podcast.
Sean, are you pleased me and Nigel are back?
Yeah, it's great. John, John has been.
I've just been like, I feel like I've done a journey with Nigel, to be honest.
I'm about to pull over in a minute.
It's good to have you 15 back.
15 minutes, I'll be in Plymouth.
Oh, there great, great. I can't wait. And Lena's been...
dizzy at times.
Right, that's it. Come on, you Irons.
Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast. Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.